The Pentagon has a disability system that's supposed to make it easy for wounded service members to get medical care and transition out of the military, but that system has really made the entire process more complicated. Denise Daly is Task Force Executive Director of the Recovering Warrior Task Force. They recommend that the Pentagon scraps the entire program and start over. Denise, thank you for being on the program today. We're talking about the Integrated Disability Evaluation System, IDES, and you and your colleagues on the task force have looked at it before and never recommended before that they junk it and start over. Why? What's changed that's causing you to do that this year?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about the task force recommendations, and including recommendation number one, which is a big jump, and it's a big eye catcher for people who are looking at the report. Task force has been in existence for 4 years, Francis, and all of our task force visits throughout all 4 years, we've always looked and talked to service members about the IDES system. And everyone acknowledges a lot of work has been done, a lot of improvements. It's certainly better than the two systems we had before, which was the system with DOD doing a fit and unfit, and then the VA starting an evaluation. It was a long process. That was 500 days of waiting for your benefit. So now they've brought it down to, they're getting close to their goals. It's still, though, a complicated system. And it is, and as we note in the report, it's still, there's lots of differences between the services. And there are a lot of concerns by service members about the predictability. When do I get out? How do I engage employers or schools when I don't know that? Or can I see where my paperwork is? Transparency. All consistently through the years been a concern echoed to the task force. So in the end here, as we finish our work over the last 4 years, we wanted to kind of reframe the argument and say, let's look at a simpler system. Let's change the paradigm here a little bit and look at a simpler system. Let's draw from other compensation systems that are being used. We talk at length in the findings about the federal employee compensation system. We talk about research being done to that highlights best practices in other systems. And so the task force just wanted to kind of wrap up 4 years of efforts and concerns expressed by service members to change the paradigm. Let's look at a simpler, more transparent system for reshaping this argument.
Marine Corps Times reports that you've made 87 recommendations through the four reports, and I want to talk about the work that your task force has done from a historic perspective in a few minutes, Denise. But I'm struck by the fact that the 10 recommendations you make this year fall into four buckets, but this IDES system is really essentially its own bucket. Why is this, in your view and the view of the task force, the most important? And you made it number one.
Yeah.
Why is it, in your view, the most important thing that you would like to see the Pentagon address?
Again, it's coming from our service members. They, in our review and in our discussions, it is the top of the head comment from them. How long am I going to be in the system? Will I understand it? Can I understand it? How am I going to get information about it? It is for our service members, when we talk with them, the top of the head comments about what's working and what's not working.
The other elements of your recommendations, as I said, there are 10 of them, but you've made 87 in the past. Was that a conscious decision to only focus on a smaller set as you were finishing out your work as a task force, or is that just what presented itself and so that's what you presented to the Pentagon?
Option one, we wanted to kind of encapsulate all 4 years of work with, again, the top issues that were consistent across all 4 years. IDES, of course, was one of them. Family members and their concerns was another one. Sustaining the resources, Task Force was very concerned that as we draw down, that sustaining these knowledge base, sustaining facilities is very important so that we aren't starting over again if we do engage in, heaven forbid, in another land and land war. We wanted to ensure that the gains in access to health care and the incredible accomplishments made there are sustained and lessons learned are passed on, incorporated, and institutionalized. So we did want to, you know, just kind of capture 4 years of information in 10 salient recommendations.
One of them, recommendation number 8, Denise, I'm sorry I don't speak Pentagon fluently. I'm somewhat conversant, but recommendation 8 starts out, pre-DD-214, yeah. Facilitate the transfer of each service member to VA by automatically registering him or her in a system that populates a VA database with all transitioning service members. Yeah. Sounds like you're either waiting or jumping in with both feet into the discussion over not just electronic health records, but information sharing between those two agencies.
Absolutely. Yeah, you captured that well. And I apologize, when I was going through this in preparation for this interview, I'm going, wow, lots of DOD-centric language here.
That's okay. It's the right audience.
Okay, good. Yes, this is basically, Francis, a technology recommendation. It's a recommendation to upgrade technology on both sides, so not only the electronic health record controversy and efforts will be resolved, but personnel information, career information, home of record information. The vision of the task force is that if you walked into your VA benefits office in Des Moines, Iowa, or the healthcare facility at Des Moines, Iowa, they would be able to pull up a complete record and health record and personnel record and information needed for benefits submission, and they would know you, and they would know where you came from, and they would say, oh, yeah, and there's an appointment here for you to get assessed and to get into our various lanes, health care or your benefits. It would be very seamless. It would be very transparent to the service member.
Denise Daly is Executive Director of the Recovering Warrior Task Force, and I mentioned earlier in our conversation, Denise, 4 reports, 87 recommendations. When you go back to the first, say, report or two, we'll give them a couple of years' latitude. What have you seen as far as progress on the recommendations that you've made that give you either optimism or pessimism that the recommendations that you're making now will see some progress in the future?
Well, over the last 4 years, we've been very focused on getting and asking and making recommendations to DOD to publish their policy, to capture these processes in policy. We think that that is it helps synchronize and streamline monies. It saves you money. You eliminate your redundancies among services. So publishing policy, and the Department of Defense has been very good. I think all of our federal audience know how difficult it is to publish policy. The Department of Defense has been very responsive in publishing its IDES policy, in publishing policy for family members to receive stipends, in publishing a new and exciting apprenticeship program that Congress authorized in service members to participate in before they leave the military. So we have seen a lot of effort to get these great practices for service members in writing, in policy, so that everyone is going to benefit long term. It's institutionalized, and I think our federal audience understands what a policy does for an agency and how it institutionalizes practices. So been very pleased with how they've moved forward with that.